Dear brothers and sisters, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is a blessed week for all of us who are here today. Some of us are here just for the graduation of the students. We are in joy. It was a long way for some students. It was a kind of Red Sea to cross. Since we have victory in Jesus' name, we can sing our text for today is the great hymn of the Exodus. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. In response to God's great acts, the people of God sing. We sing because we must. We could not break off the victory for ourselves, but God has done it for us. We respond in song to vent our joy, to praise the name of God, and to let the world hear what he has done. Do you think sometimes about people who are living in slavery? The people of Israel groan under their bondage and cried out for help. And their cry and their bondage came up to God. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Then the Lord said, I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the land, out of the hand of the Egyptians. In the book of Isaiah, the Savior God affirms that he is the God of the Exodus, who miraculously rescued his chosen people. To the Israelites, apparently trapped between the Red Sea and Pharaoh's approaching army, it seemed as though God has done the impossible when he made a path through the mighty waters. That path provided deliverance. God always gives his faithful people a way out, no matter what the trouble may be. However, we all know there is a second great deliverance of God. This deliverance is much more excellent than the first one. This is the deliverance through Christ Jesus. At the cross, God did not spare the life of his only Son in order to save us. We have the confidence that our greatest enemy has been thoroughly and completely conquered, and that with God's help, our earthly troubles and spiritual struggles can be conquered as well. God gives us these victories only through the way our Savior Jesus Christ. In our baptism, we become one with Christ. God accepts us. We are no longer slaves. We are sons and daughters of God. Our sins are forgiven in the name of Jesus. We are free to eat and drink at the Lord's table. Consequently, we don't need to be afraid of Pharaoh and his army. We are marching in the light of God. People of God, future pastors and missionaries, when you face some big difficulties in the work of our Lord, when Pharaoh wants to destroy you, please remember these two verses. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near to the other all the night. The Egyptians were not fighting Israel, they were fighting God, and God will destroy all of them. How did Israel respond to God's great act of salvation? When they saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore, then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. Then Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine and in her hand, and all the women followed her with tambourines and dancing. This is a right response to salvation. That's why there is so much singing in the church, and that's why heaven is so full of hymns and choirs. God tells us what our purpose in life is, that we may proclaim His praise. We are to bring honor to God and His name. We are to proclaim His saving acts. The psalmist tells us, sing the glory of His name, make His praise glorious. Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. Similarly, in his first letter, Peter tells us, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. The Israelites had no way to escape the wrath and certain death of Pharaoh's approaching army on their own. The Israelites could do nothing to resist the chariots, armor, and weapons of Egypt's finest. We too have no way to escape God's wrath and eternal death because of the consequences of our sins. There is not anything we can do to save ourselves, but just as God miraculously delivered the Israelites, His chosen people, so God has done the same for us. We must simply and continuously cling to the Christ, to Christ's cross. There we are saved. There we are forgiven. There we are assured. We are chosen people of God. Amen.